It is complex in the sense that Mr. Nigel Armstrong, 58 years old, of no fixed abode, has gone missing for about 11 days now. And of particular concern to us is the messages he sent his three grown-up daughters, and also sent them a substantial amount of money. We are led to believe that he has sold his property somewhere in Sutton Borough and sent money and cards to his mother's address, and the mother has then forwarded the parcel to the daughters, and it would appear that it was upon receipt of the money and the cards and the messages contained in them that they decided to contact police.
It's about £9,500?
Thereabouts. That okay. is what we're led to believe, yes.
Right. So I just want to get something straight. You said he's of no fixed abode and that you think he sold his house?
We believe he has sold his property, yes.
Okay. One line of inquiry is that he might be sleeping in his car.
He might be sleeping in his car. We believe a burgundy Peugeot 406 estate.
Okay. And do you know, has he gone missing before?
Earlier this year, he went missing for about 8 days. And on that occasion, he turned up at Gatwick Airport.
Okay, so do you think, is there any kind of line of inquiry into him leaving the country?
We have conducted our lines of inquiry with e-borders checks and all that, and we do not believe he has left the country.
Okay, so could you just give me a description of what he looks like, a description for people, our listeners?
Yes, Nigel Armstrong is described as of a tan complexion, is about 6 feet tall, so of a slim build, dark green hair, and walks with a shuffle.
Great, thank you. And how can our listeners help the investigation?
Oh, by phoning into the police station or calling 101 or 999 with any information they might have with regards to Mr. Armstrong.
And do you think, just quickly, sorry, that he might be in the Sutton Borough, Sutton area? Obviously, you said he could be in his car. Do you know whereabouts in... I know it's a really impossible question, but just...
You have just answered the question for me. It is a real impossible question, but we do know that he frequents the Banstead, Sutton areas, so chances are he may or may not be in these areas.